So, to chapter 1, Mishnah 4, Hayu Malin Oisel based in Hagadol Shibushlam. So they would bring her up to the High Court in Jerusalem. Umamin Aleha Kderek Shemamin Al Eda Nefashos. And they would admonish her in the way they would admonish witnesses in capital cases. For Imrim Lan, they would say to her as follows, Biti, Habre Yain Osa, perhaps you sinned because you had too much wine. Habre Schoik Osa, perhaps you sinned because there was too much levity over there, and levity can cause sin. Or Harbat Yaldas Osa, maybe you sinned because you were behaving in a childish manner. Too much childishness causes bad things. Or Harbat Shechenim Haram Osa, maybe you've got bad neighbors, and those bad neighbors caused you to sin with this man. Asi Lishmoa Gadol Shenichtav Bekdusha, act for the sake of the great name written in holiness. Shelo Yemach Alamaim, that it shouldn't be erased by the water. Meaning they actually try to, like, you know, get her to confess or talk her down from actually going through the procedure. They didn't want her to go through the procedure, so they try to put her off. And they related to her matters which neither she nor her father's family deserve to hear. Her or her father's family. And what are these matters? These are, they tell us stories, the deeds of our ancestors who admitted to their sins without shame. An example is the story of Yehuda and Tamar, where Yehuda confessed his sins. And they said to her, if you have indeed sinned, confess your sin. You know, that's what our righteous ancestors did. And in this way, they try to talk her out, really, of going through the procedure.